They came on the first day Yom Tov and brought them something chutz l'tchum. Whatever it was an animal or it was peiros. He brought them chutz l'tchum. Ela mechutz l'tchum also. So Trashi ela mechutz l'tchum also boy bayoyim. The same day. That day they ate it. That was the ma'isa. The guy came the first day Yom Tov and he brought something chutz l'tchum. And Rav Nachman sat down. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda ate the peiros the guy brought. Man the Yochel, the one that ate the Paris, why did he bring it? I, the great Didam Locha for us on Yom Tov, he brought something chutz l'tchum. It should be Yosser. Because Sova they hold, Habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh, mutl Yisrael acher. That's the case of a guy brings something chutz l'tchum, so for the person that the guy brought it for, he brought something for Reuven. So Reuven is also to have an offer from a Tzrei on Yom Tov, but somebody else is mutter. That was the mice here. They brought the Paris not for Rav Nachman and for Chizda. The guy bought the Paris for a Sheshis, for Eshklusa. So since it wasn't bought for Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, I'm allowed to eat it. Even though it came Chutz Tchum, it's only an Issim of the Rabbanon, you brought something Chutz Tchum. So the other Gzera was, it's only also for the person it was bought for, and not for the other person. Oman de lo yochel, what was Rav Sheshis as far, why was he Machmir? Sover, he also held from this din. And that's the din in the Gemara in Beitza. There's something bring chutz l'tchum. If it wasn't brought for you, you're allowed to have anor. So why was Rosh Hashanah machmir? For he held kol the osel of erish kalusa adaita the kula rabbanon osli. Not that the guy bought these peris for erish kalusa. There's no special person erish kalusa. He's like the president. So you bring something to the president. It's for all the people around him. Like erish kalusa, he was like the rush of Klal Yisrael at that time. So you bring a present to the Reish Kalusa, you don't only mean him, you mean to give to all the Rabbanim that are around him. So it's considered as if the present was brought beferish for Rosh Hashanah, for Rav Nachman. That's why Rosh Hashanah held it was also. But then Nechnami, it wasn't the Shaila of Tzedah, the Maisa was the Maisa of the guy brought something chutz l'tchum. And that's the Halacha. That's only also if the person is brought for, and not for the people. So the Marabu, I will ask you, Rosh Hashanah, I said, Markashana Memo. I will ask you, Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbi Bashmuel, the Yomalei. I think Marabu Dana Maisia that Rosh Hashanah met up with Rabbi Bashmuel and he asked him the Locha and he answered him back that Rabbi Yossi was Maida. So how could you say the Maisa was about bringing Chutz L'tchum? Here says Claude, the Shiloh was, if he captured for you the first day, can you eat it the second day? So Terence was Lahoy Dvar Mielam and Echnami. This Maisa never existed. That's what the Gemara brings down. It's according to Mareima, according to Ameima, this first Maisa never happened. The Rosh Hashanah never met, that wasn't the Shaila. He didn't ask that question because that wasn't the Metzius. The case that happened, there was a new case that something came Chutz L'tchum and that was the Machlokes. Are we allowed to eat it or not? Is exceeded coming for everybody? That was Rosh Hashanah Svarah. And the Nachman Svarah, no, it only came for Resh Glusa. He's also, everybody else is Mutter. So the Gemara, Hahu lifta. There was a case of a turnip. The also le mechuza. That the goyim brought turnips to mechuza on Yom Tov. Is nofak rova? Rova went out. Chazia the kemisha. He saw that the turnip wasn't so fresh. It was a little bit stale. In other words, it was picked off a few days ago. Is shari rova le mizva minei? Rova said, "We'll add a buy from him." Shalkel a buy. How could you buy on Yom Tov? So you could take it now, you could take it now, somebody paid after Yom Tov. But we're allowed to eat these peiros right now. Even though the Goyim brought it now on Yom Tov, but he said it was zicha picked off before Yom Tov, so it's not an issa that peiros that are picked off on Yom Tov, you can't eat them. It was picked off before Yom Tov, therefore it's mutter. Omar Ravadim Yesmo Nekro, it was zicha picked off from before Yom Tov, that's why it's mutter. Is my yarmit, what do you want to ask, what's the tzad ta'aser? They came into the city now on Yom Tov, but they were traveling for faraway places. That Mesama, they came from Chutz L'tchum. So there should be an issa if a guy brings something for you on Shabbos on Yom Tov, Chutz L'tchum, you can't have a no from it. But a lock is like this: Habo b'shvil Yisrael zeh, mutar lechol Yisrael acher. It's only also for the Yisrael that the guy brought it for, a favor for that person. If he brought it for one person, other people could use it. The chol shchein hai navad in this case here, the adayt in the nochri mosa. Mistoma, this guy, when he came to sell his turnips, he came to sell to goyim. He b'chal didn't bring it for the Yisraelim. Therefore, the Yisraelim are allowed to eat these turnips on Yom Tov. There's no risk that came chutz l'tchum, because the guy did not bring it for the purpose of the Yisraelim, he brought it for the purpose of the other goyim. It was picked off on Shabbos, no. It was clear, it was a stale turnip ready. It wasn't fresh, it was picked off yesterday. But the Maisa was Kiv on the Chosa, the Komafshi, but then Rava saw the Goyim kept on bringing more and more turnips, O Maisa Lu Osalhu. Then he asked it. Then he saw it wasn't the Pshat the Goyim Stam brought one batch to their friend's home of turnips, that these Goyim were merchants, and they came to sell the turnips. And who are they selling it to? To the whole city. So whoever wants to buy it now is considered as if the guy brought these turnips to this Yisrael Beferish. So if he's bringing it to you, that's the loch. If a guy brings something, chusnat chum, for you, he can't have enough from a don yontif. So once he saw that the people are bringing tons, he says, of turnips, then he said it was awesome. Shrashi to come afshi, nochrim v'yaisi, omahani vada back to the Yisrael mafshi, v'yaisi v'yoslu. Hey, why are they bringing so much here? Because they want to sell as much as possible to everybody here. So they're bringing it for favors to shame the Yisraelim. Then it's also to have enough from it. There's one more memoria. Hanu v'nei gannoi. They were gardeners. There are two people taking care of gardens. The gozul hu asa b'yomtif. That they cut off an asa, like a hadassim, something that smells good. They cut it off on yomtif, b'yomtif sheni. They cut it off on yomtif sheni. Is Lurta at night time Sharulu Ravina La Ruchibe Lialter. Right after Moitsoy Yomtiv, he was matter them to smell it. There is they cut it off on Yomtiv. So about the Malacha was done on Yomtiv, and now I have enough from it on Yomtiv. When did he have enough from it? Moitsoy Yomtiv. So right after Yomtiv, he was matter them to smell it right away. Omale Rova, Rabbi asked the Kash Omale Rova about Taklifa La Ravina. He asked the Makasha, Lissa Lahu Mar Bivnei Shane Bene Torah. He asked him, no, since these people are not B'nai Torah, we should be machmir for them. They should not allow to be smell it. They can't use it, have enough from it, even Mitzvah Yomtiv. That's what he asked. Why are you saying it's mutter to them? They're not B'nai Torah. That means if you tell them it's mutter right after Yomtiv, they'll have enough from it even on Yomtiv also. Maskalor Shemaya. The Shemaya asked a better kasha. Time of the Ein B'nai Torah. What are you saying? You should ask them because they're not B'nai Torah, they'll be making much more. B'nai Torah, but it will be a regular good place of B'nai Torah. Shari, you'd also be masking, you're allowed to smell it right after Yom Tov. Either Kashriz, Vor Bina, Mechneshi Yasum. Anytime a guy does a melacha for us on Shabbos or Yom Tov, we can't have enough from it even after Shabbos, only Mechneshi Yasum. You have to wait enough time after Shabbos that we could cut down these adasim, and then smell it. That's considered we don't have enough from the melacha. So how could you be matter to smell it right after Shabbos? Is Oslo Shadow the Rubber? They went to ask Rubber the Shadow, what's the Lochum? Or Malu, Bina Mechleshi Yasu. That's Taka the Lochum. The Lochum is any time a Malacha was done on Shabbos or on Yontif, you can't have a nor even Moitsoi Shabbos or Moitsoi Yontif, Mechleshi Yasu. You have to wait until there's enough time that you could do it then. Rashi, the Fleet Shadow of the Torah, the Yasu Zazuli Beyontif Shani. If you'll be naked to them to smell it on Moitsoi Yontif, they'll go and smell it on Yontif also. So that was his tiny, and the kasha was a bigger kasha. And that's Taka Alocha. You're supposed to wait, Bichdin and Bichdeshi Yasu. You have to wait till Moitsoi Yom Tov to have enough from it, enough time that you could do the Malacha at that time. You're holding Daf Mem. Daf Mem Omer Aleph in the middle. Mor says again, Reb Doiso Oime Hoivel of Nei Ateva. This was the end part of the Mishnah, that we had a Machlekes in the Mishnah. At the end of the Mishnah it said that Reb Doiso Ben Hurkin is Oimer, Hoivel of Nei Ateva, somebody the Shliach Tziba that goes to Davin on Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, Oimer Hachli Tzeinu Hashem Lekeinu as Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. He has to say that Hashem should help us, make us strong on Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Im hayoim, if today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Rosh Hashanah. Im lemochor, on a Tanai, on Tzad, today is not Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is. So I mean to say tomorrow should be Rosh Chodesh. Ulemochor, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says the same thing. Im hayoim, im emesh. He makes it Tanai. If today is Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, then today should be the tefillah of Achli Tzeinu Hashem Lekeinu. And if today is Choyel, I don't want the tefillah to be today, but it should be yesterday. So Kitzi says on a Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh, we make, so he says two chidushim. One chidush is that on Rosh Hashanah you mention Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, and also you make it Tanai. Since there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and 1 day is Chol, so you make it Tanai and say, if the first day is Rosh Chodesh, I mean the tefillah should be for today. if tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, then today is Chol, so it's like a sheker. So he says, Kula, I don't want the tefillah to be Chal today, but tomorrow I want the tefillah to be Chal. And the Mishnah ends well, it says, Lohoid lechachomim. The Chom argue on Reb Doisa. The Chom say no. So now it's going to be a shal in the Gemara, exactly what does the Chom argue on? Like we have two svaros argue. One, maybe they say Bechlal, like we do, and Rosh Hashanah, we do not mention Rosh Chodesh. Bechlal, we don't mention it. And the second thing is, no, maybe they're also asking, you do mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Just the tonight part you don't have to say. Like when we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, we don't make it tonight to say, if the first day is Rosh Hashanah, we want the tefillah to be chal today. And if tomorrow is, then today shouldn't be. We don't make this tonight. So that's the shiloh, what does the Rabbanon bring zich? On both halachis, or only on the tonight? So the Gemara Omar Rabba, Ki Avinim Bei Rav Huna, when I was by Rav Huna, I boilon, had a first shiloh. What's the halacha? It's according to Chacham, according to the halacha. Do we have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or not? Because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, so do we mention Rosh Chodesh also or not? One svar is kivun nachalukim b'musafim. Since the kabbonos are two different type of kabbonos, is me'lam rinam. You have to bring a special musaf for Rosh Chodesh and a special musaf for Rosh Hashanah. So it's a svar to mention both things separately in the musaf. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Zikoron echod oylu lekan ulekan. There's one zikoron that helps both for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. Like Rashi says, it says the word zikoron by both. So by saying one time Yom HaZikoron Hazeh, that helps for Rosh Chodesh also. So Rashi learned tivon dechalukim b'musafim shemakrivin musvei Rosh Chodesh or musvei Rosh Hashanah. We have to bring two different types of kabbonis. Milvad Eilas HaChodesh. Like it says in the Pasha of Rosh Hashanah, Milvad, except for the Eilas of a regular Rosh Chodesh, you have to bring new Karbonos for Rosh Hashanah. So may Lam Rinam B'Tfilah Nami Es Yoim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh V'Es Yoim HaZikorin Hazeh. You have to mention both Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Or the other svar is no. V'Bal Zikorin Echad Zitrashi Es Yoim HaZikorin Hazeh. That goes in Rosh Hashanah. The Rachmona Kao Yezikorin Dichsiv Zichron Truah. That Rosh Hashanah is called the Zichron. Over Rosh Chodesh at Rashi, Nami Ksiv Ohoyu Lechem the Zichron. But Rosh Chodesh also said this in of the Zichron. So when we say Yom HaZikoron Hazeh Rosh Hashanah, that goes on Rosh Chodesh also. And that's the halacha, we don't say Rosh Chodesh, we only say Yom HaZikoron Hazeh. For this reason that Yom HaZikoron applies to both, for Rosh Hashanah and for Rosh Chodesh. That's the shiloh, do we have to mention both or no? Mar says, I'll bring your raya. Amalon to Nisu, we learned. Says na Mishnah, Rebbe Doisa Roimer, Hoi v'lifnei ha-teva. Somebody goes in Davins and Rosh Hashanah, you have to mention both. Yeah, and the Chobim say, no, lahoideloi. So the Gemara, my love, lahaskir, the Chor, the Chobim, lahoideloi, dinzach on a hunch altogether on Rebbe Doisa. And they hold that you don't have to mention at all. So the Chobim say that on Rosh Hashanah, you do not mention at all Rosh Chodesh. So you should have a raya for now Mishnah. That's the pshat chom of you. So the Gemara tell you loy lahasnois. Maybe that the chom of you in the Mishnah, they only argue lahasnois. That's all. They just say that even though you have to mention on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, but you don't make it tonight to say on the first day, I'm only mentioning it if today is Rosh Hashanah. On the tzad today is chol, I don't mean it today, but I mean it tomorrow. And that's the chom dingzich. You don't make tenoyim on Rosh Hashanah. Both days were noyig b'teros kedushas vaday, and on both days you say yoy masikor nazir. Maybe that's the whole machlokes. But maybe even according to Rabbonin, you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So from our Mishnah, we don't have a klor raya to the shayla. So the Gemara Hochi Nami Mistar, but there's also a svara like this, to say that's all the Rabbonin are arguing, just in the tonight svarim. Midiktoni, the Braisa, since it says in the Braisa, V'chein ho yerebi doisa oife, per roshei chadoshim, shakol hashana kula. Rebbe Doisa used to be knowing on every Rosh Chodesh, throughout the whole year. He will have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, he made it tonight also. And he said, that we say Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, only if today is Rosh Chodesh. On the tzad that tomorrow is the real Rosh Chodesh, so today we're not mentioning it. That's Rebbe Doisa Shita. And the Chum argue on Rebbe Doisa a whole year, and they say no. When you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, it's like Materus Vaday, and both days you have to mention Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. So more like this now. Iyam mit Vishleim alahasnois. If you want to tell me the whole machlekes now Mishnah is only a machlekes of a Tanai, Mishum Hochi Lehoideloi. That's why the Chachamim argue on Reb Doisa. Eli Yamrit Lahaskir. But if you're going to tell me what the Machlokes is, if you have to mention it altogether or not, Amai Lehoideloi. Why weren't they Moida? Amai Lehoideloi. Why weren't they Moida? Said Rashi. Rashi, my love, lehoidu ala haskir koi. For loy hoidu ala haskir shirashkadis Rosh Hashanah. Yen lahas nois, im ayem in lamocher el estoma, lema, vechen yem hamochers. Yer bresh chadashim shakol ashanah, shusofik im ivru bezdin. Yeah. So what does the Gemara say now? Yes, that's good why they weren't my days. This is talking about Rosh Chodesh the whole year. So now the whole year, apshita, Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention yem Rosh Chodesh as there. So, what's the pshat? Lehoidle. The Chom argue and say, no, we don't mention it. So you can't say they argue, say you don't mention Rosh Chodesh altogether. For Al-Pshita, on a regular Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. So what could be the Machloikis only in the Tanai? Do you have to be Masna or not? Like, so then it's good. If the Machloikis is about the Tanai, it's good. That on a regular Rosh Chodesh, Reb Doitza says also you have to make a Tanai each day to say, I only mean it if today is really Rosh Chodesh. And the Rabbanim say no. On every Rosh Chodesh, if it comes out 2 days Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention both days Rosh Chodesh Azir. Eli Yarmut Lahask, if you can tell me the Machloikis, the Rabbanon only argue, not even mention Rosh Chodesh, Amai Lehoideloi. Here, by Rosh Chodesh of the whole year, what do you mean they're not Moida? Avad, in a regular Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention Yom Rosh Chodesh Azir. Like, how could you say the Chom argue on Rav Doisa? So the more of Yel, Amai Lehasknes, El, Amai, what do you want to tell me? The Machloikis is whether you have to make the Tanai or not. As everybody holds, you have to mention Yom Rosh Chodesh Azir. Now the Shalom is, when you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, do you have to mention both days for Teres Vaday, or both days you have to make it tonight? Or Vizoy Lomali Lef Lugay Betarti. Why do I have to have a Machloikis 2 times, Reb Dois Nechachomim? If it's the same Machloikis, then what? That you want to tell me now everybody's Moida that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So a regular Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah is the same Halacha. You have to mention Rosh Chodesh and both. The only machlokes is about the Tanai. When you have 2 days, do you have to stam say both days, like Yom HaZikaron v'Yom Rosh Chodesh Azir? Or no, according to Reb Doisa, you have to make a Tanai and say, I only mean it if today is really. If that's no machlokes, so what do they argue 2 times for? Why do they argue Zion Rosh Hashanah and Zion every Rosh Chodesh? It's the exact same machlokes. Anytime you have 2 days, do you have to make the Tanai or not? So tomorrow, that's not Shver Tzricha. Even if you tell me there's only machlokes about the Tanai part, everybody's masking, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. It's only Machlekes when you have the 2 days. Do you have to say the Tanai or not? Still, I need the Machlekes both places. If I don't have the Machlekes in our Mishnah, by Rosh Hashanah, have a Mina Behol Ka'amri Rabbon and Deloi. And by Rosh Hashanah, here the Rabbonin say, you don't make any Tanoim. But both days say Klo, Yoim Hazikoron Azev, Yoim Rosh Chodesh Azev. Why? Because if you're going to make a Tanai on Rosh Hashanah, people will come to be Mezalzel, and they say like a Monashach, really 1 day is Chol, only 1 day is Kodesh, so be Mezalzel a little bit. So Rosh Hashanah means Imach Tekinen Lei Sofik, if you're going to make it like Rosh Hashanah, 1 day is a Sofik only, Oslo Zazulei Bisheni, there'll be Mezalzel in the second day. Avoki Amrin in Stomo, Mechaskinen Lo Begdusha Sachas. When you say stam both days klo like Yom HaZikaron Azir, then people are knowing like both days are Vadi Kodesh. So the swear to say in Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't make any Tanoim, but better say both days klo Yom HaZikaron Azir. That's what I say. That's where the Rabbanon argue on Reb Doisa. Avav Rosh Chodeshim Shekol Hashanah, but on a regular Rosh Chodesh throughout the year, when it comes out 2 days Rosh Hashanah Kula, aim a moida le Reb Doisa. Maybe the Rabbanim are moida to Reb Doisa to say that a regular Rosh Chodesh is not an Issa Melocha, it's time an Indian to bring Kabonis to say Musaf, say hello. So maybe there you should make it tonight, like not to say Sheker, because really only 1 day is Rosh Chodesh. So by you saying it both days, 1 day is a Sheker. So maybe the Rabbanim should also say make it tonight. Kamashma, I need a second Machlekes. No, even on a regular Rosh Chodesh throughout the whole year, still the Rabbanim say don't make any Tanoim. No, we're knowing both days, B'teres Vaday Rosh Chodesh. So you say Klo both days, Yom Rosh Chodesh Azir. V'ayteviyit Mabaho. Or was it, let's only have the Machlekes in the second case, by regular Rosh Chodesh throughout the whole year, I would tell you, B'hol Kom Reb Doisa. Maybe only over here Reb Doisa says to say a Tanai. Because since it's only a weekday, regular Rosh Chodesh, so it's not such a zilzil if you make a suffix out of it. Ah, v'bahach. Mashenken and Rosh Hashanah and the Moedel Hul Rabbonon. Maybe Rav Dais will be murdered to Rabbonon. That it's not kedai to say that tonight in Rosh Hashanah that people should come to be mazazel in Rosh Hashanah like you make in the Beteros. Only one day is Vaday. The second day is only a Sofik. So maybe Rav Dais will be murdered. That's Richa. That's why I need a machlokes in both cases. That in both cases, Rav Doisa still says, no, we make it tonight. Even on Rosh Hashanah, you can't say stam both days, Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, but you have to make it tonight. If today is Rosh Hashanah, I'm saying it. If today is not Rosh Hashanah, I don't mean it. That's Rav Doisa Shita. And Rabbanan Shita is maybe the only argue, you don't have to make it tonight. But it could be, the Rabbanan hold, you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So the way we don't have any Raya to our first Shaila. According to the Rabbanan, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, we don't have a Raya. So the Gemara Meitzvei, come and bring your Raya. Lishe Kasha, Meitzvei. Rosh Hashanah Shechal Lius B'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah came out to be on Shabbos. It's a loch like this. Be Shammai Omrim Mispalel Eser. You have to daven 10 brochas in the Shemon Esrei of Musa. We'll soon see which 10. Oh, Beisil Lomri Mispalo Tisha. Beisil says, no, just like on a regular Rosh Hashanah, Musiv is 9 brochas. If Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, you still only say 9 brochas. That's all. But Beishamai Shita is, no. You have to have a special brocha for Shabbos and a special brocha for Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, on Shabbos, you have an extra brocha, makes into 10 brochas. That's Beishamai Shita. So according to Beishamai, Rosh Hashanah has 9 by itself. If it comes out on Shabbos, you have a 10th one. Now the kasher is, v'yimisa, if you're going to tell me now that everybody holds on Rosh Hashanah, you also have to mention Rosh Chodesh. So according to the Beis Shammai, you see, anything special has a special bracha by itself. So the v'yimisa, Beis Shammai, achas asor miboylei. According to Beis Shammai, you should have to have 11 brachas. You should have to have one special bracha for Rosh Hashanah, one special bracha for Rosh Chodesh, one special bracha for Shabbos, and then you have the other 8. So I say you should have to have 11 brachas. How come, according to Beis Shammai, you only have to have 10 brachas? So, Chorotzaraya, that in Rosh Hashanah comes out in Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to mention a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. This is the kasha. Let's see Rashi. Mispalos at Rashi Esem. Sholosh Rishonis said the regular first 3 brachas. The Gimel Achronis is the regular 3 end brachas. Now, Vishol Shabbos Bifnei Atzmai. Beis Shammai holds that on Shabbos you have to mention a special bracha for Shabbos. Harei Sheva, that's 7 brachas. O Kedushas Hayom. Now for Rosh Hashanah, you have to say a special bracha. V'kolima Malchis. Malchis goes with the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. Harei Shemoni, you have 8 brachas. V'zechroinis, v'shoifrois, that's how you have 10 brachas. So regularly we only have 9 on Rosh Hashanah. Malchis, zechroinis, and shoifrois. When it comes out on Shabbos, you have to be mice of another bracha according to Beis Shammai. O Beisil Lomim No, Mispalo Tisha. D'kolo Shabbos v'yomtiv bracha achas. The way we do. If it comes out on Shabbos, you don't make a special bracha. Then the same bracha for Rosh Hashanah, you say, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. Now, V'Yemisa, if you're going to tell me what's Rashi, Damascus, or Rosh Chodesh, L'Bei Shammai, D'Boi L'Chol Chad Bracha V'Nei Atzmai, you'd allow me, Boi L'Ei. If you're going to tell me, the Rabbanan Amoyda to Rav Doisa, that on Rosh Hashanah, you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh. If you do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, the Chodesh should be 11 brachas according to Beis Shammai. So why is there only 10 brachas? Why don't you have a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh? So Bishlem, if you're going to tell me that on Rosh Hashanah, you do not have to mention Rosh Chodesh separately, so then it's good. Since you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh, you don't need a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. It's good why you only have 10 brachas. But if you're going to tell me that Rabbanan also say you have to mention a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh, there should be 11 brachas then. Have the Gemara know. Omer Rav Zeira, Shani Rosh